catch up on Kennedy Malloy anywhere. Almost as easy as finding your perfect match to your form preferences this spring carnival with Ned's Filter Form. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello, Australia, and welcome to the big Friday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mickey.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
How are you guys?
I'm a little overexcited. It's Friday. Yeah. The Tigers are up and running.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big weekend, let me tell you. In the meantime, we've got a big show to roll out. Clown of the Week. Give us something,
Jane. One of
our
biggest. I think it's one of the biggest we've ever had.
Yeah, it is. It's full as a good. Give us something. Just anything.
All right. Wang Wang the Panda for not getting Fui Nei pregnant for another year.
We'll have a chat about him.
I'm sorry. You're going to have to go there and do something about it.
No, you're done.
Yeah. No,
hit the showers.
He's cooked. That's a bit unfortunate. It's a bit unfortunate.
He has major problems.
Yeah.
Hey, also, special guest today, Charlie Pickering.
Oh, awesome.
We love it when he swings by.
We do, and he'll be watching and keeping an eye on him at the US presidential election, and I suggest he'll also have been looking at The Bachelorette just quietly.
Yeah. You're suggesting there's one of the saddest moments in the history of Bachelorette?
Yeah, I'm going to clown somebody because they did something very cruel
okay.
on television, I thought. So we'll discuss that.
If the kids are in the car, watch out. Between the Sheets is back.
Oh.
And there's some interesting news. Some involving a chastity belt.
Oh, go on.
Yes.
For men.
Oh. Yeah. What could go wrong?
Actually, it makes me laugh, that story, and I can't wait to get to it.
We will have fun putting that up on blocks. You have had a chat with the Veronicas.
Yes, I have. Yes.
What's it about?
Well, it's about Care Week, and it's about their carers for their poor mum who's not well, and they're doing a great job with that. We just wanted to salute all the carers in Australia and just have a quick shout out.
A mighty fine job.
They do.
As we speak, there's going to be a sports wrap. The French Open normally bores me.
Right.
But
it is just.
It's gone off chops this time around.
Highlight after highlight after highlight.
First people say it was too hot, then they didn't like the tennis balls.
No, that's right.
Wait till you hear this exchange on court.
It's chick flick alert too, by the way. Chick flick alert.
Yes,
there's stuff coming down the pipe.
Oh, it's making me so happy my weekend's sorted.
All right. Well, gentlemen, huddle around the radios and I'll give you all the information you need. Special guest also for Junior MasterChef.
Jeez, oh, yeah, Jocks on Flies coming in. It is. I can't wait to talk with him. They had a great success with the MasterChef series this year, but this time it's the kids' turn, and there's probably going to be kids I'll really be annoyed at.
There's some really annoying kids in there.
Because they can really, really cook.
You don't like those spelling bee kids?
Correct.
Oh, I know. You just go, you lousy, smart kid.
All right, we'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets. So much to get
through. Lousy smart kid.
Looking forward to the weekend. You've got a big weekend, Dave. What's
I do. Oh, it's a birthday central in the Williams household. It was my son's 14th birthday yesterday.
Okay, yesterday, what'd you do?
We stay with Ferguson Player, which is our favourite bakery.
That's the tradition, yes.
Yeah, got the family pie.
And it's a tradition now. Does a 14-year-old want?
Family pie.
Yeah.
What is chips?
He wants a new PlayStation, the new PS5, which is coming out. And the thing is, it's sort of, because it doesn't come out till November, so he's got it, but it's on pre-order. So it's a bit kind of...
Why don't you just wait till we give one away on the station, and you can take one of those.
I'll check the price department.
So you got a pie from a bakery. Yeah, happy birthday,
and a cake from there as well, from Ferguson Player.
Yeah, we got a couple of good Ferguson cakes for birthday.
Sort of a cake, $15 or something, right? $36.
Do not go on about bloody prices again.
For a cake.
$36.
Yes, mate. And the rest, I won't even tell you what I paid for my daughter's first birthday.
What? How much?
Ballpark. Not over 100.
$1,000. I know what you're like.
Not $1,000. It was getting right up maybe 80.
Really?
Maybe $80.
Oh, it was a really good cake.
Did a hot chip jump out of it or something? Yeah.
It was beautiful and was from a cake shop that's not around anymore.
How many tears?
No, it was only one tear, I think, for a first.
You just got a cold
sponge. She hardly ate any.
What, did they shape it into a rude food, like a dick and balls or something?
She had a Barbie cake. That was a few years later. They just shove a Barbie in the middle of a cake and the cake's her skirt. We had one of those. And then I just, from there, I made cakes myself for everyone's birthday.
Because it was so 36 ridiculous. Bucks is a bit steep for you.
I just thought it was getting up there. So, yeah, I paid for
so
it.
Let's park that. Yeah. So there's your son's birthday now tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Liz's birthday, yeah.
And what have you got her so far?
Nothing
show
yet.
Me what you got.
Well, no, okay. So I've got some from the French patisserie down at the market.
It's the same bakery.
No, no, it's not.
You got
no,
the pie
no, no.
From.
No, it's a different one.
Different
this
one.
Is, he's,
she's
he's
put in
really
an order for this. She said, look, you know, that bakery near work, that French patisserie, could you
he
grab me some?
He actually left the station to get it.
For the first time in months and masked up and went to the French patisserie, got some chocolate croissants.
Don't try and fluff his pillows. He's bought her a croissant.
I'm doing it so Liz doesn't feel bad.
Sounding like he's gone.
She'll get a present when lockdown finishes.
But what are you having for dinner? What are you making for dinner? Or
oh,
it
we'll
Indian?
Order in.
Hello,
probably Jane, yeah. Mango lassies, you know, something like that. I don't know. We'll get some Indian, I think, tomorrow
night.
Can I
put any grog in the mango lassies? See, I'd have a mango lassie, but they go, what's the point?
You know, now,
where's the vodka?
when yeah. people get to your age, birthday is generally a significant event and usually...
Oh,
there's
yeah.
a bit of the old...
Oh, that music. We haven't heard that music for a while.
I don't think I even have the music.
Will the temper bed be up and running? Will
that's
there be?
Well, maybe we'll get... Oh, look, who knows? Lockdown and all. I found it. Here it is.
That is very indicative of Melbourne lockdown.
The kids are listening. I don't want to say. You know, you don't need to know when your parents are doing it, do you?
No, you didn't need to say that.
Kids, give your parents a wide berth tonight. Hear that music
Good
coming
Lord.
Out from his from Dangerous right. Dave's bedroom.
Oh, God.
Muffled.
Don't.
Run for the hills.
It's the worst
Get out the
thing
back. Hang with the budget.
Until
it all blows over.
Wow. Well, it is. But still, look, okay. This is the beginning of the show. It's we got.
Should we play a song?
Let's
yes.
do it.
We'll
yes.
get
into
it. That's where I was getting to.
We'll get into
it. Is.
It's Friday.
I'm in love.
Enjoy.
It's Yay. The tour.
Give your wife a big cuddle.
I will.
Dance to this.
Thank you.
That'd be great.
A little dirty dancing.
Share a croissant.
Oh, don't say dirty.
All right. Hey, 133353. We're about to get into Clown of the Week. If you've got someone to clown, get involved right after this.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
There are many contenders.
Our daughter, the same size as a hatchling tortoise.
Lost emu.
Pink flamingo.
But it can't always be this guy.
I caught it. This was a blessing in disguise.
Who will be...
I'm leaving.
Clown of the Week.
Oh, she must be there by now. That was Karen from Brighton.
She yes, was. No. There was a shot of her doing sunset yoga.
Oh, in Darwin at the hotel.
Yes. Kill me now. You need to do another week of quarantine after quarantining with
Yes,
Karen.
With Karen.
Okay, it's full as a gug. We say it's not always about this guy, but we have to mention Donald Trump, who has gone
absolutely
barking mad, bonkers. Yeah. He did a 55-minute interview today, which was just one of the most incoherent psycho babbles I've ever heard. It was a rant full of conspiracy theories. I've just nutted down a little bit for your enjoyment. Have a listen to Trump and you tell me if you're happy to have this guy right now in the White House running the show.
He endorsed a governor of Virginia who not only executed a baby late-term abortion, but executed a baby because said the baby can be born and then you can kill the baby. And he's totally in favor of that. We caught him spying on our campaign. This is treason. We caught them trying to take down a duly elected administration/president. And we have all the evidence down there. Look at where California is going to have to ration water. You know why? Because they send millions of gallons of water out to sea, out to the Pacific, because they want to take care of certain little tiny fish that aren't doing very well without water. They have the biggest forest fires because they don't manage their land. They don't have separators. They have trees that have been laying on the ground that are stone cold, dead dry, like a matchstick. And you throw a cigarette butt on between the leaves and the trees, everything catches on fire. Well, I want him to vote, but I will say this. Absentee is okay. Because absentee ballots... Excuse me. Absentee ballots are fine. Thousands of ballots all over the country are being reported. Some thrown in garbage cans with my name on them. Some thrown in trays in a river. What's going on is absolutely crazy.
Couple of little coughs there. So we're all clear,
yeah.
So the forest fires he's talking about, he's trying to deflect from climate change and saying they're not caused by them. 80% of the forests in California are managed by the federal government.
Oh, that's...
So what he's doing there is complaining about his own lack of effort.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, well, I mean, look what's happening there. They've got these trees on the ground. Yeah, mate, well...
That's on your watch.
Anyway, there
that's
it is.
That's incredible.
Yep, the Democrats are executing babies. Is all you need to know.
I couldn't quite even understand what is going on, but his voice has changed, actually, don't you think? The timbre in his voice. He's actually gone speaking higher.
Yeah.
I'll just park that for something we talk about
speaking
in the next
of
hour.
High voices, are we ready to clown this bloke?
You want to do it?
Yes, it's Steve Smith.
Father.
Australian cricket captain.
Okay.
Forget ball tampering. He will now be accused of cord tampering.
Wow.
After this effort.
I really like this guy, but, mate, put your guitar down now.
Put the guitar down.
Stick with your bat.
Only bit of wood you should have in your hand.
Correct.
You should have a Slazenger sticker on the back of it.
Right.
If he was playing with gloves on, it would sound better than this. Have
oh
a listen
God.
To Steve Smith.
I've never seen Venice or slow dance on the Paris lights.
Oh, no.
And I've never seen Niagara Falls, stood inside the prison walls where Kesha recorded live. Because I've seen you when your son's on and you sing words
stop.
That are all wrong and you swear to me that that's how
all
it
right,
goes.
Okay,
oh, my
goes.
God, Steve, you're gorgeous, but come on.
Yeah, try the ukulele.
now that's hard work.
Now, does he become the worst guitarist, cricketer, song singer in history?
Does
we've got Brett Lee.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh, okay.
Brett
He's
Lee,
right up there.
Who's very big in Bollywood.
Yeah.
Brett's a better singer.
Brett's a better singer.
I think so too.
And can play guitar.
Would you say he's better than Manny Pacquiao?
Yeah.
No, well, you know what? Everybody around Manny Pacquiao says he's the best.
Correct. Maybe for next week we'll compile our list of best singers.
Yeah, exactly.
Tyson Fury.
They're all people there. Anyway, around them are all applauding.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we've just heard from Steve Smith. Dave's on the line. Dave, who do you want to clown?
G'day, Mickey. I've got to clown you. I'm sure Jane gave you explicit instructions. Do not throw me under the bus in terms of a ukulele when you get it to Brian and Angus. And what did you do? Jane can play TNT.
I should know by now, Dave, that it's one thing you never ever say to Mick Molloy is...
Yeah, don't do this.
Don't say this. Yeah. Don't do that. And I said, do not, please, don't say...
Do you want to hear it again, though,
ukulele.
Dave? Would you like to hear Jane on the ukulele?
I guarantee you, when they come to town, you're going to be opening their you're going to be standing on stage in your schoolgirl costume with your ukulele doing TNT before. They'll get you up for that.
Well, hashtag career highlight, by the way.
Not bad.
You know, insane. So my apologies to all.
Maybe you and Steve Smith should get together.
No, I'm not going to sing with Steve Smith. He'll ruin my career forever.
Turn your nose up at Steve Smith.
I'm happy to see him on the cricket pitch, but not. No, we're not doing a duet.
All right. Hey, 133353, give us a call. So much more to get through here on Clown.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Charlie Pickering, he's going to join us a little later.
Great.
We're going to chat with the Veronicas as well.
Yep.
You're listening to Kennedy Molloy. It's Clown of the Week.
We're right in the middle. Just before we get cracking, I'd like to mention Wang Wang.
Oh.
Clown you. Pardon me.
You're
got
getting
a Trump
emotional.
Style.
Well, can't you turn his mic off and have a good old cough?
No, I mean.
You're back.
Hey, so Wang Wang has failed. Failure to launch yet again.
Oh, I feel
it's
so
10
sorry
years
for
they've
him.
Been at it, 6 years, windowed last one day. You'd think you'd be ready for that.
you'd think so, wouldn't you?
You'd be primed. You think you
she might have secret panda contraception that nobody knows about.
Do you know what I reckon they should do?
What's that?
What?
Get a polar bear and paint black patches on it and send in the polar bear to get the job done.
Well,
and then outski.
That'd tear them both to bits, though.
There's a little bit of a difference in size.
A
panda probably thinks size.
Somebody
matters,
do something.
That's ridiculous.
Good Lord. All right.
Okay.
Let's
We're going to go to a caller
call
first, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello, Troy. How are you going?
Yeah, well, guys, how are you?
Troy, you've got not so much as a person to clown, but a insect.
Oh.
Yes. So all things US presidential election and turning our eyes to the debate the other day, I want to clown the black fly that camped on Pence's head for 2 minutes and 13 seconds.
It's unbelievable, wasn't it? You couldn't take your eyes off it. So they're debating the issues and all you're doing is going, is
so
he going to swat?
Yeah, yeah.
He's just leaving it there.
But he didn't know that it was there, did he?
Well, I don't think he did because his hair's made out of Brillo.
It's quite...
You know what I mean? There's too much. I couldn't work it out.
It was so contrasty, wasn't it? Because his hair was so white and the fly was so black.
Yeah.
The only thing that would have made it better was if it was a bat and it was carrying the coronavirus thing and it just went honk. You know, there's ways of dealing with a fly when you're being interviewed at the top level of government. And I think Barack Obama had it covered.
Mm. That's the most persistent fly I've ever seen. Nice.
Now, where were we? That was pretty impressive, wasn't it? I got the sucker. What do you think, Gibbs?
That is very good.
Film that. There it is.
That's leadership.
See, it is leadership.
That is leadership.
Even in swatting a fly, he can do it right.
Straight off it. All right. Now, you had a story during the week, Jane, that you brought to the table. Yes, you did. It was about the ink, the computer ink.
Oh, sorry, that's right. There was a Texan public library worker had been busted stealing millions of dollars worth of printer ink. Now, we all know how ridiculously priced printer ink is.
I can't stand it.
As opposed to a printer, which costs nothing. Yeah. And he basically stole, was about $18 million bucks worth of credit cards and printer ink, which we thought was ridiculous. Mm. Now...
It got us thinking about what you've stolen from work.
That's true.
Of course, we've got a professional in our midst.
G'day, everyone.
Dave on board. Caught on CCTV with chairs, with whippersnippers.
Mower. Plenty of CDs.
You see the Getz.
And that's what he's admitted to, okay? So that's as much as we know.
The Getz wheels squealing in the underground car park as he tries to make his getaway.
Yep.
Yeah. We asked our audience what he's stolen.
And Frank is on the line because, Frank, you've got, this is quite an unusual thing to shift.
Hi, guys.
Go ahead, Frank. Well, who do you know? You've got a mate, have you? Yeah. Sure it's not you?
No, it's not me. Mm. But my mate took the forklift from work home because he didn't like the company anymore.
So he drove the forklift?
He drove the forklift home on the footpath.
That's brilliant.
Wow.
Now, did you get any photos of that, Frank? Because that's a pretty awesome sight.
No, it was 20 years ago. It was a long time ago.
And what ensued was the slowest speed car chase in history, with police chasing a guy on a forklift. Did he at least have his hard hat on, Frank?
Mm. no hard hats.
And so what did he do with the forklift? Just drove it around the backyard or,
What did he do?
What ended up with it?
He sold it in parts.
Sold it in parts on the black market. Wouldn't have thought there'd be a massive market for the old forklift, but...
Who knows what was happening. Thanks, Frank.
Well done, Frank. Peter's on the line. Peter.
Hello, Peter.
Hey, Jane, Mick, Dave.
Good, bro. Who do you want to clown?
I want to clown Luke Boner.
Our mid-dawn announcer.
Okay. We played a bit of him earlier in the week. We played his...
Old mate fell asleep on him and he was just trying to ring up to give him a rap about power pulling.
Hang on.
Shane, you listen to Luke Boner?
I do.
Have you heard this?
You're an overnight listener.
Yeah, I might have. So Luke sometimes has... We had last year a caller that fell asleep.
Mm.
And when he went to the call, he was on a call and we could just hear snoring. And this happened again only the other night. And, let's just have a listen what happened.
It's Wal. Here he is.
Wal, hello. G'day, Wal. We've got another snorer. Oh, my God. We had Jason about a year ago, and now we've got Wal.
You know who that reminds me of?
Is that
Whitney? Who yesterday on this program,
Whitney Plowman, our senior producer here.
Absolute dislocated her jaw, yawning so hard.
But we were in the middle of a really good discussion, weren't we? I can't remember we being entertaining.
I think it was Julie
we?
Bishop or someone.
Yeah, I've got the audio.
We got the audio.
Yeah, this is what went down yesterday.
Harry Houdini, didn't he die in a tank?
Yes, the actor.
I wish I was there that night. Pull back the cloth. Oopsie. Oopsie's wrinkled up. I'm keeping you up, Whitney. when you see that?
I did.
Wow.
I caught that as well.
Tiny danger.
So for everyone at home, we're all on Zoom.
Whitney has just let rip.
The biggest yawn I've ever
seen. I'm so sorry.
Not up for my Harry Houdini chat. Or like a grey nurse about to attack.
Hey, we should set Whitney up with Wall.
Yes. There you go.
Ships in the night.
She's actually up for it. She's nodding.
All right. What else do we want to get to?
You know what? I just wanted to quickly clown. The Bachelorette has been on our screens this year.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We're going to come back and do that, Jane.
Oh, yeah. All right.
You
why not?
Get all your ducks in a row.
I'll get all my ducks
Start
in a row.
Start thumping the table and get ready, and we'll be back to give the Bachelor what for.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy wants to clown The Bachelorette. Which one? There's a couple of them, isn't there?
Well, yeah, there's two. They're sisters. I don't want to clown them. I want to clown the doofus guy who was called up for a rose.
Mm.
And listen to what happens when one of the girls at the rose ceremony, I'm not going to go through the whole palaver, you know what happens at the rose ceremony. She says, here you go, I'd like to give you a rose. Have a listen to what happens.
AB.
Becky, I'm really sorry. You're absolutely beautiful. And unfortunately, I cannot accept this vibe. I just think I'm the right person for you. It's only right that I'm honest with you right now instead of letting you know down the road.
I really appreciate your honesty.
See, is on Valium or something?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
This is unprecedented that she has picked a guy and said, I'd like to get to know you more and you're getting a rose. He rocks up and he goes, oh, look, you're really pretty in that, but no, I pass.
That would never happen on my new show, Hit the Road Toots.
I give them their marching orders.
Mm-hmm. I tell them who hit goes, the road who stays.
Toots. I like it. Yep. I'll watch that.
Hit the showers, you out.
Yeah. And I'm going to be like the annoying older sister who then you have to bring them home to meet me.
Hit the road, Toots.
Okay.
And I sit there and one of the girls goes, oh, no, thanks. I won't have a drink. Right. I don't drink. I'll go, hit the road, Toots.
All right, Trinity, I really like you and I think this could work, but you just have to swing by and see Jane.
And she goes, hi, I'm vegan and I don't drink. I go, hit the road, Toots.
And then you go away into a room and we wait till we see the white smoke, which is like electing a pope.
Hey.
Which means Mickey gets a root. So
there you go. I think Malloy Boy Productions can make this show. It's a winner.
Hit the Road Toots is going to blow them away. And we're very democratic when it comes to the women. They don't elect the big glamours.
Okay.
They can be anything. You can check out Chick from Salisbury. You can.
We're not fussy.
I love it. I'm going to watch it.
Hey, I think that's a good idea. And if I'm there, you know, we've sort of balanced it out. Gender, we're appropriate, well, we're woke.
And when you take issue, there'll be real catfights.
I just won't scratch their eyes out. I'll just give them, you know, those sort of play fights that girls do like that.
Or what about a glassing with the rosé bottle?
Too far. You don't want to waste rosé. No. Oh, by the way, I wanted to thank De Bordelie because my Kylie rosé arrived as well. So thank you very much for that. Oh, that's something else you missed out on, isn't it? I got rosé.
This is unbelievable.
Kylie's rosé. Yeah, I'm going to into that this weekend. Thank you.
Just hit the sports gym.
Okay.
Kennedy Malloy's Sports Wrap.
We're still clowning.
We decided to keep it going because it's fitting.
It's a sports clown edition. Stephen's on the line. Stephen. There he goes.
We have some crossover into the world of sport. It's the clown apple not falling far from the clown tree. We have some hereditary clowns.
Okay, far away. Which sport?
In karting, world karting last weekend, so go karting.
Yes, I
know. We had a couple of guys who had an on-track altercation. Now, you have to bear with me with the name pronunciations here, but it happened between Luca Corberi and Paulo Ippoluto, I think his name is.
Sure. Well done.
I think it's Paulo Ippoluto. Palop Bamboo, I think is his full name.
Sorry to our friends.
I think that's his Twitter handle. So they had an on-track altercation, and Luca took it upon himself as he had to retire to take the bumper that had been knocked off his car, wait trackside for the field to circuit past, and threw it at poor old Paulo, which, in all honesty, could have killed him.
Yeah, it could have killed him. It's oncoming traffic.
Unbelievable.
Absolutely. Could have taken his head off. Now, it doesn't stop there because good old Luca went back to the pits at the end of the race and decided to punch on with Paulo. And yes. after being pulled, this is where the hereditary element comes in, after being pulled from him by other members of the karting fraternity, Dad enters stage right at a rate of knots and crash tackles Paulo into the pit wall and continues the fight. It's never been seen before. The amazing thing is
yes.
these guys own the track at which the race was being held.
Are you kidding?
All right, there's too much to unpack here. Just so everyone knows what we're talking about, this was a terrible incident. It could have caused death. We've got it here for you. Let's have a listen to the audio.
And there's Luca Colberi watching at the side of the road. What's he doing? Oh, Luca Colberi, what on earth is he doing? I'm sorry, that is absolutely unacceptable. Luca Colberi makes himself public enemy number one.
Super dangerous. Clown.
I think we're going to give a prize for that because also, sure. Stephen, you set that up so well. And you explain it beautifully for us. So have we got the Virgin Prize?
We do. With 12 months validity, you can take your time planning where you're going to go. You've just won yourself an economy domestic flight for you and a
well
friend.
Done.
Thanks to Virgin Australia. Stephen?
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate that. And thank you, Virgin Australia.
Where are you going to go, Steve?
Oh, I can't even fathom the idea of going anywhere at the moment, being in Melbourne. So I'll just I'll call the Jets on that one and work it out at some point.
You've got 12 months to figure it out, so
well
congratulations.
Done. We like it. All right, let's go to the French Open now. There's a couple of big stories.
Oh, there is a lot
now,
happening.
My favourite is the woman. What was her name? She's playing tennis, and she instructs her boyfriend sitting in the crowd to move. Can we have a
yes.
listen?
Yeah, here it is.
Yeah, the reaction from Collins.
Tom, finding a different spot. Sit in a different spot. I'm distracted. Sit in a different spot.
Oh, my
okay,
God.
There we go. I think...
It's taken a little while.
It
55
has.
Minutes.
Maybe explained a few things there. I think that was directed at Mikhail Almagro.
Yeah.
Will he move? That'll be the question.
Please, please sit
I think you've got to move here.
She wants to move.
Go over there.
Okay, it's not Almagro. He stayed put.
Yeah, it's someone else there. He's just had to go and shrugging shoulders. The person there, Collins, not happy with that person.
Oh, my God. Wow. That's so embarrassing. That's Danielle Collins from the US. And she said she had to have her boyfriend move to a different spot because I was distracted by something in front of him.
Right.
I just wanted to be able to look at him from a different location. I think they've had a bit of a barney.
This is turning out to be the most interesting French Open ever. And
what about
Djokic? Back up to his old tricks.
Oh,
let's
dear.
Have a listen. Last week, he got turfed out of the last tournament because he hit a linesman. Well,
that's
he's
right.
at it again. He's out.
Oh. Hmm. Oh, we've been here before. Slightly different scenario, thankfully.
This is what he said, Mick. He said, oh, my gosh, it was very awkward deja vu. I'm actually trying to find the lines person and see if he's okay because I saw he had a little bit of a bruise, like redness, in that place in the head where the ball hit him.
I tell you what, you need danger money if you're a ball boy these days. All right, we're going to a break. What are we doing when we come back, Dave?
John Frillo is going to join us
All
for right. Junior
Excellent.
MasterChef
here we
right
go.
After this.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Welcome to Junior MasterChef 2020.
It's like a dream.
You're finally standing in the MasterChef kitchen.
Are we ready?
Yeah! What are you cooking today?
Spiced chocolate tart with a cardamom, ginger and star anise ice cream, pumpkin and ricotta tortellini.
Lime granita with a white chocolate mousse, a macadamia and ginger crumb and a Szechuan pepper meringue.
Oh my goodness!
This looks like something you would get in a Three Hat restaurant.
Are you related to Peter Gilmore? Because that is as good as a snow egg.
Okay.
Christ,
oh, my God.
What is, oh, did I miss a meeting? When did this happen?
Okay. we've got one of the judges from this kids' MasterChef show. Crikey. We've got Jock Zonfrillo on the line. Hello, Jock. How are you?
Guilty as charged. How
Jock,
are we?
My God. Jock, you know what the first thing I was going to ask Mick Malloy? Do you know what cardamom is?
Of course
Mick?
I do.
What is,
what is it?
Oh, it's like a jellyfish.
That's
kind of sauteed, lightly sauteed.
Right.
No, incorrect. It's a spice, an Indian spice.
Made a very powerful enemy, Jock.
Jock, this is Junior MasterChef, which is coming to Channel 10. And first of all, congratulations on the first series of MasterChef, which
went gangbusters.
It was awesome. I'm reading here that 2,000 young cooks aged between 9 and 14 auditioned for this show.
Yeah. And they were all pretty good, let me tell you. So
wow.
the 14 that actually made it into the the comp were pretty excited to be there, first and foremostly. But it'll give you an idea of just this. I mean, the promos don't even do it justice. They are.
What are they cooking? What do you got them cooking? What happened to a Milo sandwich? Hey, kids, this week's challenge is a Milo sandwich. That's what the kids like.
Jock, you grew up in Glasgow. Is this the kind of stuff you were chowing down on in Glasgow?
No. I was eating fish and chips from my mum and dad.
Chipotle. Now, when did you start cooking yourself? When were you?
I was about the same age, to be honest. Yeah. And I got a part-time job in a restaurant. So I started unusually early.
You did have the joy of having an Italian father who probably brought to you the amazing world of Italian cuisine to
Absolutely.
Scotland.
Absolutely. The Italian side, there's a big constituent of Italians in Glasgow. And at one side of the family, you know, Nonna's house was, you know, family, you know, get-togethers were pasta sauce up the wall and focaccia in the oven and the smell is fresh small goods and salumis and cheese and stuff like that. Mm. Whereas my gran and grandpa's house and the farm and the Scottish side was boiled potatoes and brown mint. Not much fun. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know what you're saying.
Obviously, I was attracted to the lasagna like all kids.
Of course.
But what was amazing for me with these kids is that we just don't realize the impact that the world around us is having until you do something like this. These kids are learning, for example, someone made handmade pasta, it was like tortellini or whatever. And I said,
that's
amazing. Did your granny teach you that recipe? And they're like, no. Yeah. And I was like, okay, so where did you learn it? And they're like, YouTube.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say, it's a bloody YouTube.
Yeah.
But that's incredible.
YouTube. They're learning from, Massimo Bottura or one of the best chefs in the world, you know?
Are these kids are these kids like those kids on the spelling bees, like earnest nerds?
Yeah, well, will we be annoyed by them or are they actually really cute?
Those kids going to get bullied at school.
You're going to want to take them home. They're ridiculously cute.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and I noticed that we've spoke with Sashi, who was a MasterChef winner, and his beautiful boy, Ryan, is 11. He's one of the contestants on the show too. I mean, you can't get more gorgeous-looking kids as well. They can cook incredibly. Their winner will take home, is it 25 grand?
25 grand. That's it for the prize. Which, when you're that age, is a lot of money for mum and dad.
Also, that is a lot of PlayStations.
Hey, this is incredible stuff. Is it too late to enter my boys? Because over the weekend they made cookies, but in the sizes of all the planets. So all the different planets, different colours, and then they both had a fight over Jupiter because it was the biggest. I want Jupiter. I'm having Jupiter. You can have the sun. You've got Neptune. But
did you just swoop in and sort it out and just eat it for him?
Hey, Jock, I wanted to touch.
Let's just say Saturn lost all its rings.
I wanted to touch a little bit on the restaurant industry and how we're going, and I'm just wanting to know an update and how your own restaurant run is going and what's going on there.
Unfortunately, we called it a day just this week. It was just I'm in Melbourne, still unable to get through the border back to South Australia.
I'm sorry to hear that, John.
An incredibly emotional and tough week for me and for my staff and pulling the pin in the restaurant. Just we're in a situation where with no income since March, it's just impossible, and we've ploughed as much sort of personal money into it as we possibly can to keep it going and pay all our staff and pay all our suppliers. And we're just at the point now where we can't do anything else. So
it's such an emotional time, as you say, and so many people in the industry right around the country are feeling the effects. What I've found
good future for the kids, though.
Well, it is for the kids.
Good on your kids. You've got always to look forward to.
It has talked to people like Ben Sheeran and other people. They have to think outside the box, and you've got to think, what's the next step? What's the next thing I can do and what I can do? Is that a direction you're heading now? What are you going to do?
Yeah, I mean, for us, it was, we were unable to pivot because I was in Melbourne. So we couldn't pivot the business because I just couldn't get there. And so it was a double difficult scenario for us. But, I mean, I've got to say, everyone around the country and the industry is doing it tough right now. I love the fact that people have been supporting restaurants by buying takeaway meals direct through the restaurants because it means that they don't lose 25% through one of our delivery friends. Who also have played their part in helping as well, I've got to say. But, every penny really helps these businesses try and stay afloat. And so the continued support of everyone in Melbourne, you know, buying from these restaurants is, I can't even begin to tell you how appreciated it is from all of us in the industry, whether it's our restaurant or not.
Well, we wish you all the best, Jock. You're an amazing chef. You're a great new find as a great talent on television as well, which is probably something you never thought you'd end up being.
No, definitely not. No.
Which is fantastic. And, of course, it premieres this Sunday at 7:30 p.m. This is Junior Master Chef. Everybody, you've got to see this, kids. You will not believe the talent that is out there, and it is a really great sign for this country.
Hey, Jock, get in Gordon Ramsay to swear at the kids.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll get that on board. Thank you very much, Jock. Yeah, great to talk
to you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, guys.
The
drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Charlie Pickering we're going to talk to. We've done an hour of clown, which I love.
Yeah.
Yes, because there were so many. And, in fact, we couldn't even get to everything. So thank you, everybody, for your calls, too, that you wanted to clown. We understand that. We're running a tight ship here.
There's a lot of idiots out there at the moment. And we didn't get to this one in the sports section, which was I played this last night in the front bar. This is Sky Racing from the UK. Hey, interview with a female jockey immediately after the race where a guy crosses the line and hang about for when they cut back to the studio.
And was your mum watching from Devon tonight, as always?
She'd be in bed.
If I know your mum, she certainly won't. So Josephine Gordon does it. Let's check out the replay.
And wait. And...
yeah. We just don't know how well Tomo knows her mum, do we? That's the simple truth of the matter.
Now, that would never happen with Bruce McAvaney. That would never happen.
No, that's true.
Wow. All right.
Yep, Charlie Pickering next.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
It's got to be a cracker too. Make no mistake, Jane Kennedy goes 1-on-2. That's right.
That's
one
true.
On, 1-on-2 with the Veronicas.
That's true. With Jess and Lisa from the Veronicas. Yeah. I'll do that.
It's another interview I got cut out of. First Bon Jovi.
Well, I think it's for the
Veronicas.
Best.
What are you doing?
I think it's for the best. Trust me. Don't say any more.
Did you bring up their flight? The one they got kicked off?
No, I did not. I've told you that. Hey, we've got Between the Sheets, and I'm not joining the two.
Well,
Between the Sheets is coming up.
All right. Well,
there's elements of that which are off the charts.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to know one of them?
Go.
What?
Go
on.
Men with deeper voices are more likely to cheat on their partner.
That's not true.
Oh, see, I've still got it. Hey, we'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start at the top with friend of the show, a bit of a Friday tradition here occasionally now, it's turning into. The great Charlie Pickering joins us. Hello, Charlie, how are you?
Good afternoon, guys, I'm great.
How goes in lockdown? What's the latest? What's been the highlight for you this week?
Well, the highlight for me through the whole lockdown has been he's now 6 months old, so I had a COVID baby who has... Now, he has not been a good sleeper.
Right.
So we got a sleep consultant. He did one good night's sleep, then started teething, so it all went out the window.
Charlie.
Stopped teething, and he started sleeping well, then daylight saving. The window again.
Oh, that's cruel.
The longest sleep I've had on lockdown is 2.5 hours.
Oh,
so I am on a knife edge, dude.
If you need a sleep expert, we can loan you Whitney. She know what she did yesterday? She yawned through our program.
Caught on Zoom.
I'll be monitoring her during this interview. That's when I know she's had enough.
We'll move on.
Now, I know you. You're in lockdown and you.
You're up all night, obviously.
You're up all night, and you, like me, will be bashed around because you'll spend every waking moment watching the US elections on both flipping between Fox and CNN, is my go. How are you going? What are you making of it? Not long to go now. 4 weeks to go, but I should point out, it was at this stage in the first one where we still had the Access Hollywood tape, would have only just dropped. So there's a fair bit of time to go.
Oh, you're right,
There is. And I have to say, I'm happy to call it now.
Oh. Mm.
I think Trump's going to win.
I really think Trump's too.
Really? You both do?
Yeah, no, I say this because, I mean, what we've seen in the last week is one of the most masterful political displays ever.
Oh, my God.
In US politics.
Kill you to say that.
Because the whole thing about the election is Trump was going to lose if the election was about coronavirus. And whenever it came up in the debate, he was losing. Whenever everyone talked about it, and he did the only thing that could change the game, which was to get the coronavirus. Now I know everyone thinks that was a failure, right? But it has been a perfect execution of strategy. Yeah. I don't know. You guys would have seen the footage of him flying back from the hospital, showing that he was fit and healthy, standing on the steps, you know, and struggling to breathe. Mm, you know, took off the mask and showed that he just didn't quite have the lung capacity to own the moment, you know. And you know, a lot of people said that looked like Mussolini, and I don't know. They called Mussolini Il Duce, and I thought, no, Trump is Il Douche. But I've got to tell you, from a political point of view, it's playing perfectly. All right. Wow. And I've got some clips from the news this week to explain to you how this is absolutely everything Trump needed to win the election. All right. First of all, he tests positive. It's the biggest story in the world. And no one sees hide nor hair of him for 24 hours. But his campaign representatives were out and they were ready to show that this issue was still great for him. Here's a clip of one of his representatives being interviewed on TV when he first got diagnosed. Listen to this.
And listen, he has experience as commander-in-chief. He has experience as a businessman. He has experience now of fighting the coronavirus as an individual. Those firsthand experiences, Joe Biden, he doesn't have.
Yeah, take that. He's not a sucker like Joe Biden, who hasn't gone down with a disease that is objectively very lethal for people over 70. No.
Good point.
The experience to work
through. Yes, you're right.
Nailed.
Oh, my God.
And so once he survived the first 3 days, he set about proving to the world that he was stronger than the virus that has killed over a million people in the world and over 200,000 Americans and started shooting videos for his Instagram stories and putting them out there. All right, so here is his argument that he is bigger and stronger than coronavirus.
I just left Walter Reed Medical Center, and it's really something very special. The doctors, the nurses, the first responders, and I learned so much about coronavirus. And one thing that's for certain, don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. I didn't feel so good. And 2 days ago, I could have left 2 days ago. 2 days ago, I felt great, like better than I have in a long time. I said just recently, better than 20 years ago. I know there's a risk, there's a danger, but that's okay. And now I'm better, and maybe I'm immune. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe you're immune. I don't know. I mean, he kung flued that mofo in the face.
He did indeed. He's a bull of a man.
It's been extraordinary, Charlie, how many tweets that he is continuing to put out, isn't it?
He's nuts.
Non-stop. And the thing is that they have pumped it. It's actually the perfect thing for entertainment. They've taken, like, what was an aggressive idiot of a man and pumped him full of the strongest steroids medicine has on offer.
He's a ticking time bomb.
He's quite a sweetheart at the moment, really, and his voice is just, this is what's happened. He's changed so much.
He did call Kamala Harris a monster.
Twice,
the sweetness might be kind of rubbing off just a tad.
Maybe that was over and above.
Yep.
A cynic would wonder if, after 5 days, he had actually fully recovered. All right, like a cynic would ask whether he fully recovered. And I want to play, this is an interview he did a couple of hours on Hannity on Fox News. Yeah. And I got to tell you, there are no questions about his health at all. Listen to him. He starts off, he's talking about the possibility of doing more debates and how he wasn't happy with the microphones when he debated before. Have a listen to this.
Well, I didn't even want to use them. You know, last time I had a big problem. They oscillated my mics when I had the one debate. We had 3 debates with Hillary. And on, I think, the first debate, they...
Yeah, excuse me. Will you encourage your supporters to get out and vote early?
Well, I want them to vote, but I will say this. Absentee is okay. Because absentee ballots are fine.
Yeah, you might be putting in one of those yourself, I reckon.
I can't listen to that. That's just awful. I mean, I can, but it's awful.
Sorry, what was that, mate?
The absentee ballots aren't the only thing that's fine. The commander-in-chief is fine, guys.
Yeah. He's fine.
He's absolutely fine.
What can go wrong? America! Yeah. Charlie, we wanted to get on and talk to you about The Bachelorette because Jane is champing at the bit for to someone who knows what they're talking about. We're going to have to do it another day.
I just want to know, are you watching it?
Yes, I am watching it.
Okay. That's all I need to know, Charlie, that you haven't let me down. Thank you.
There are some really fast-flying curveballs we need to talk about.
Oh, it's dark moments.
And are you aware of my new format, Hit the Road Toots?
No.
Okay.
You'll like it.
It's interesting. Mm-hmm. And Jane's involved as well.
It sounds very 2020.
It's very woke.
Good on you, Charlie.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Weekend reviews coming up soon on Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy, and Mick Malloy.
Fair to say there'll be a bit of Jane Kennedy on the ukulele and that, no doubt.
Man. Oh, great. What a week. Can't wait.
I'm going to go home and tear strips off my kids. And
Fred Lenny, why would you do that?
More time in the kitchen, please. There's 20 grand up for the junior master chef. Seriously, Milo sandwiches, a pancake. Dad got pancakes for birthday. What are these kids cooking?
I'm hearing words like cardamom something and Szechuan something, and I go, Mick, do you know what cardamom means? And you said it was a jellyfish.
Yeah. There is a jellyfish called...
cardamom? Well, no.
I
wouldn't have thought so. The dishes these kids are creating.
In the seaweed family, is it like a...
Is it?
No, cardamom is not. It's an Indian spice.
Take that tone out of your voice.
Oh, I get frustrated.
Maybe we should be in the kitchen together. Would you teach me how to cook? The two of us?
I would love to see that.
I would love that. Yeah. I honestly would.
That would
you
be
know
a
what?
Cooking show. That would be a cooking show.
Okay.
Where you
It'd be
go,
so
you,
easy.
You go, I could teach a monkey to cook. Yeah. And I go...
Is that the title of the show?
That's the title of the show. And you come in and you walk me through certain dishes and I become a gourmand.
I think great idea.
I open up across the road from Ben Shuri, run him out of town.
Why do you have to be vindictive? Can't we just have a show?
All right, so Hit the Road Toots and I could teach
you. I wear the big hat.
There's okay. two the shows we've got hat. On for yeah. 2021, mate. Let's go. Hit the Road Toots and you can teach a monkey to cook.
Yeah.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And joining us now, ahead of National Carers Week, which runs from October 11 to 17, it's the Veronicas with Jane Kennedy on Kennedy Malloy.
Well, hello, Jess, and hi, Lisa. How are you, girls?
Hi, lovely. Hi, girls. We're doing really good. How are you?
You look gorgeous. It's great to see you now. I put something up on my own Instagram a couple of weeks ago because I was approached through National Carers Week just to bring it to people's attention. And I put a T-shirt on and said, I care. And it made me think about all the amazing people that care for people around the country. When I put that up, I got so many hits and so many comments because I think it really resonated with particularly our audience. We go right around the country. So can you fill us in about it and why you girls are talking about it today?
Well, our mummy, Colleen, was diagnosed with a rare neurological condition about 5 years ago after a couple of years of much misdiagnosis. And that condition is called progressive supranuclear palsy. And this condition requires now palliative 24-hour care. And we care for our mummy.
In your world and your lifestyle, this is where people have to understand that as global pop rock stars of the world, you still deal with everyday life and your beautiful mum's really sick. Tell us what it involves for you to do this.
Yeah, it's not something that we've talked about a great deal. We've shared little bits and pieces on our Instagram. We go in every day. We assess her situation because of her condition. She has a lot of sensory sensitivity. So we assess temperature, light, we bring her in her favorite foods, sound. We put on her favorite movies. We bring in old home movies.
Well, yeah. You basically have become instant nurses, really. How do you manage that and know what to do?
I think intuitively, being her daughters, she grew up caring for us in the most loving way. So she taught us how to care and look after and give absolute unconditional love. So it's so natural, I guess, it comes so naturally to us to just give her back that same love and attention. And, yeah, it's just that intuitive thing of just understanding what her needs are.
Now, I know too through knowing a lot of people who are caring for people that they can be very young. I mean, there's a lot of kids still at school. How can we bring attention to it and what are we looking for when we talk about it?
Well, I think just acknowledging that you are a carer is a first step. I don't think we realized we were carers until very recently because there are 2.6 million unpaid carers in Australia alone. And it's really important to be able to acknowledge that and seek support if you need it. Yeah. You know, for us, this campaign's just been about us wanting to encourage people to tell us why they care. And we've got careersweek.com.au where they can go and they can talk about that and connect with other people or other resources that might be of support to them, because it is incredibly difficult. And I think that, you know, as you would know, my love, it can be incredibly isolating. You can sure. feel like you're going through this alone. And the reality is that there are 2.6 million of us yes. going through together, and that there is unity within that. And just to say a huge thank you to the people that are doing this work.
That's what we want to do. We want to acknowledge everyone and say you're amazing, you're doing amazing work. And sometimes it can feel unrewarding, because sometimes people you're caring for might be in a position where they can't express
yes.
their gratitude.
Yes, absolutely. Mm. Oftentimes, you know, it has been the case for us. There can be personality changes. There's so much yep. that you yep. deal with comes to caring for a loved one, and the emotional, physical, spiritual challenges that come up, and that role reversal of, you know, from being a parent and a child to essentially yes. a reverse role, and just the psychological adjustment that comes with that for mm. both people. It's the biggest honor to be able to care for someone you love, but it's also incredibly tough. And don't be ashamed or scared to ask for support. We were saying this the other day. Jess was going in, you know, every single day to see mom, and a friend texted her like, oh, you know, what can I do? And she said, oh, look, can you just drop me off some groceries at the door?
I said, can you just bring me toilet paper?
And toilet actually? Paper.
I don't need. I'll stop and get my mom all the food that she loves, but I yep. will not do anything for myself.
Because yeah, that's when you're right. You forget about yeah. yourself. So look after the carers as well. I feel like I know you girls so well, because I also, having been fans of your music for such a long time, but I absolutely loved your MTV. Are you doing another series?
At this point, you never know, but we're not currently shooting series.
I really thought it was a wonderful insight into your lives. And, of course, you did touch on this, that your mama was not well enough and that you were going to be becoming carers for her. But it was a great insight to your crazy world, and I absolutely loved it. And we're glad to have you back in Australia as well. And it's very important work that you girls are talking about today.
Bless you. Thank
you
so much.
It's an honour and a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Lovely to meet you. And everybody can visit carersweek.com.au.
Yes.
And you can share your own stories, and you can acknowledge other people, and just to step into the shoes of people who are doing work. They never big note about it. No one really talks about it at all. And that's the hallmark of carers, isn't it?
National Carers Week runs from October 11 to 17. Lisa and Jess from the Veronicas.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Been a great week on the show. I think might have been our biggest week ever.
Well, there was a bit going on.
Yeah.
There's so much music news. There's big stories. Politics has gone nuts.
Yeah.
The finals are hamping up. Lots of ground to cover.
That's true. Let's have a listen.
It's the Week in Review.
We started the week a bit rusty after the weekend.
Hey, do you know what? You're just mentioning, oh, what was I going to say before? Oh, no, don't worry. It's gone.
Off the back of President Trump's COVID-positive lap of honour around his hospital with the Secret Service in his car.
I've never asked anyone to do anything for me.
One moment. Calling Whitney.
Yeah, there's many tasks involved in being a radio producer. One that is not part of that, I would think, is cutting Mick's rotting and snag nail from his thumb and left me to pick up the clippings from the carpet to put in the bin.
That is above and beyond.
I will see you. Oh, well, you can talk, Jane.
Why? Why can I talk?
Well, we're out of change. Just joined us in the studio.
Do you remember, Jane, when you arrived at work on empty? And so I don't drive. So I had to get in a cab with a jerry can. I had to go buy a jerry can.
Buy a jerry can.
Fill it up with petrol, get back into the taxi, and then work out how to fill up.
Well, I had to get home to my family who needed me to nurture them.
And caller Harry was quick to the phone with another example of going above and beyond.
Yeah, I think the toilet in the
Oh my god.
Security walked in to see Jane on the toot with her mobile in hand.
In my bra.
Yeah, well, just your top off.
Had my top off.
And can I say something? He hasn't been around all
no,
while.
No, he doesn't work here anymore.
And I would say, as
he's
a security
got PTSD.
Guard, I would rather be hermetically sealed in Trump's car.
Glenn Robbins joined us.
Are we on air? Are we talking off
We're
air?
On air.
You're on
air.
Oh, what is it?
And shared this Mick party experiment tale from the past.
Here's how I remember it. You went to a party and you wore some of those nappies that old people wear, which meant that when you were standing there talking to someone and you felt like believing yourself, you could do it mid-conversation.
I gave it a go. I believe I was mid-conversation with you, Joe.
You were. Tuesday, there was a massive announcement.
On the show, we're playing the brand new AC/DC single, Shot in the Dark, and talking to Angus Young and Brian Johnson.
Whoa! I might wear my schoolboy outfit.
Do it.
Schoolgirl for you. Genizano girl.
Uniform.
Alan's on the line.
Dick, if you're going to wear the Angus Young schoolboy, Janie, you've got to wear the Chrissy Amphler girl.
Oh, yes.
And I'll touch myself.
Okay.
I'll sing the song.
It didn't take much coaxing. I mean, I'm pretty excited to be talking to them too, Jane.
We caught up with Jimmy and Jane Barnes on the release of Jimmy's third book, Killing Time.
You know what they said was that Mark Chopper Reid's books were the most shoplifted in Australian publishing history. I reckon yours could go close.
We hope so. Get out and steal a copy now.
Can I say this? Are you releasing a talking version and a screaming version?
That's a great idea. Good evening.
Music news brought us the story of Dolly Parton's 75th birthday and possible appearance in Playboy.
I, for one, will be sleeping out overnight like it's a Harry
As
Potter book launch.
I will get one.
Weren't
myself.
You and Jane going to do like a duet, like for a karaoke, like Kenny Dolly style? Like,
Islands in the Stream.
Islands in the Stream.
You know, like I like to freeform a bit.
Well, yeah, I don't.
Throw in a bit of scat.
Wednesday was one of our biggest shows to date, and it started with a new release from a big Aussie hitter.
Australian cricket captain Steve Smith on the guitar.
I've never seen that.
Yes. He'd been charged with ball tampering. Now he should be charged with cord tampering.
Before people break down the door of this network.
In a huge moment for the show, Mick and Jane spoke with AC/DC's Angus Young and Brian Johnson off the back of their long-awaited new single, Shot in the Dark.
I got four bars into that and I cracked a stick. I just went, thank God, the lads are back.
Take the shot and you go, all eyes.
Okay. I get
let's
a
go,
shot
let's
in
go
the dark.
For the literal.
You go, shot in the dark beats a walk in the park.
Brian revealed the greatest struggle over the past year was keeping the new recordings a secret.
I got phone calls from my say, Brian, did you see what was on here?
Really?
And somebody said that you said, I'm going to, I don't even know this.
Not on Twitter, Brian.
I don't even know what a fucking Twitter is, you know.
But sadly, also Wednesday, we lost a true pioneer of rock music.
Flags at half mast here on Kennedy Malloy today.
The passing of guitar legend Eddie Van Halen.
One of the greatest guitarists. He's up there with your Hendrix and your Pages.
Yep. Cam's on the line.
One of the absolute gods. I mean, Eddie was doing stuff on a guitar that nobody had ever done before. Two hands on the neck of the guitar. Who the hell would have thought of that?
Panda breeding season concluded at Adelaide Zoo and Elaine Benstead from Zoo South Australia joined us.
Give us the good news.
There was some interaction.
Yes.
But there wasn't a successful
Oh, for God's sake, Wang Wang.
Long Long put on a bit of a show with a water trough, so he was in the mood.
So okay. I put it to you, Fournier is frigid.
Former Foreign Minister Julie Bishop joined us to talk about a recent poll that found one in four Western Australians are in favour of Waxit.
So you'd have to have a referendum. That would never get up.
But Julie, you could be president.
Can we keep rottenness?
No.
You could be the first president and like a kind of West Australian Kim Jong-un.
I'm speechless.
This chat during yesterday's Song Whisperer.
Harry Houdini, didn't he die in a tank?
Yes, the actor
I wish I was
Tony
there that
Kirk.
Night. Pull back the cloth. Oopsie.
Was going on a bit for our producer, Whitney.
I'm keeping you up, Whitney. Whitney, you seen that?
I did.
We're all on Zoom. Whitney is just lit. The biggest yawn I've ever
seen. I'm so sorry.
Not up for my Harry Houdini chat. It's like a grey nurse about to attack.
But without doubt, the week's biggest moment was Angus and Brian joining us with new AC/DC and surprising them with Jane's uked up version of their classic
TNT. Well, watch me explode.
Well, Jane, I'm out of a job.
drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to Neds, where you can find the perfect match to your form preferences easily with the Neds filter form. It's neds.com.au.
And it's Neds' time to shine. Oh, the weekend is upon us, and it is a sporting gambling extravaganza.
Sure,
NRL, yep. AFL. We've got the races firing up. Yeah. I'm very nervous tonight.
Well, I know why that is.
My team Richmond are playing, and they're playing St Kilda.
Do or die, too. You've got to win this one.
Got any odds, Jane?
I have got the odds. This is on the Neds app that I've just got up. Richmond, $1.28. St Kilda, $4.
$4.
Oh, there you go.
It's a two-horse race. What are you doing,
Lord,
Neds?
That's very interesting.
Neds have lost it. Hey? I reckon the, IT nerds must be a little drunk on Pinot Gris or something down at the office.
Bing, that's very interesting. So, look, if you have the, you know, on the coming up too, there's odds for all the weekend sport. And all you have to do is just tap onto the app and away we go. I wonder how... what everybody feels, you know, there's a great Richmond legend. Richo was one of the greats.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Well, I'm one of the great commentators.
I'm actually watching the game tonight, and I always call Richo on the night of a game. He gets very nervous. We have a chat about the Tigers. He gets nervous in the commentary box too, I think, sometimes. That's why he doesn't commentate Richmond games anymore.
Oh, is that why?
Here's some of the work of Richo.
Higgins missed one. He'd normally kick. Siebel's missed that one. Like hen's teeth here tonight, those shots, got to make the most. Why are hen's teeth rare, by the way? I've got no idea.
I don't think they exist. They just roll with the beak.
They don't have any. Not one.
Not one, Richo. No,
the hen.
Didn't grow up on a
saying comes from.
Grew up on a farm, Richo, clearly.
Oh, I couldn't give two hoots about chooks. Surely you got one or two teeth in there somewhere.
That's why they're rare, Richo.
It's like having David Attenborough in the box, isn't it?
Is this where the game's going?
The game is on.
Yeah.
He's commentating.
Channel 7.
He's a good man.
That's great. Good on
He's
you,
He's a great fella. Get
Neds.
Do it. Get involved. They'll take all the legwork out of it for you. You just go and have fun and back some winners.
All right, good luck. Neds.com.au. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly. If you need help, you can call the National Problem Gambling Hotline, 1 800 858 858, or head to gamblinghelpline.org.au.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Well, there we go. Another week of Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy.
And it's going to be a big weekend. Yeah. Go the Tigers tonight.
Good luck tonight.
Jane, what will you be doing?
I'll be watching footy. I'll be supervising the fish and chips. I'll try not to scoff too many chips because, you know. Well, speaking of fish and chips, that's sort of a celebratory meal, isn't it, in your house, Dave? Now, someone's birthday's coming up.
Hang on, not the family pack.
No.
You wouldn't get a family pack at 50. What was it?
How $56.
Much? $56. You've got a voucher from them. Have you been back?
There would be no chance I will ever enter the doors of that fish and chip shop.
Whose birthday?
Whose birthday?
Happy birthday to Lizzie tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
It's her birthday. Yeah.
How's this day unfold? Does it start with some breakfast in bed?
Yeah,
does
well,
it?
What I did buy.
Hang on, you've got. Oh, that's why you went to the market today.
I bought
today.
Some from a French patisserie, some chocolate croissants.
Oh, that's very nice. You're going to serve her those.
And
that's it.
That's it. Oh, she wants some cushions and things, but I said, look, you know.
She wants some cushions.
She wants some cushions.
Cushions for the bed?
I don't know where they're going to go.
Not on my watch. She can have a croissant. That's as good as it gets. Well, I know what you should get her.
What's that?
Anything we're promoting at the moment. What about a Virgin trip for two around
true.
Australia?
What about
a case of Brick Lane?
Or a wheelbarrow from Bunnings and Sherlock.
Yeah, for God's sakes.
What are you doing, Whitney? Well, there's Whitney. Look, she's yawning already. That was terrible what she did on yesterday's program.
I was really embarrassing.
I think it was the size of the yawn that was.
The size of the yawn.
It's more to be discreet about.
You're going on a bit.
You know when snakes dislocate their jaw so they can eat something whole? Like, that was it.
Exactly.
It was unbelievable.
Hilarious.
By the way,
you've
got something wrong with your molar on the left side. Three back.
That's right. We saw it.
I would go and get something soon. Have a great weekend, people.
See everyone.
Massive week next week too. Steve Waugh, former Australian cricket captain. Dave Reynolds ahead of the Bathurst 1000.
Here we go.
Narrowly Meadows, Jim Jefferies, Will Anderson, Andy Lee, Tommy G, and more next week. Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. Find your perfect match to your form preferences easily with Ned's filter form. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.